So this is Robert Griggs, known to all my friends as Birch, only to life insurance salesmen and others who are trying to get something from me as Bob. And I've been in Rochester since 1968. I was recruited to Rochester in the Department of Medicine by then Larry Young, and was Larry Young's chief resident. And then I was decided to continue my training in neurology. I had actually returned to internal medicine after training in both medicine and neurology before I came to Rochester, but then when I met Bob Joint, I decided that neurology wasn't so bad, and having previously changed my mind from neurology to medicine, I changed back to neurology, and I'm sort of settled there for the rest of my career. Arriving as a resident in 1968, I then concluded my medicine and neurology training and stayed on the faculty under Bob Joint in a very small department at that time, and joining the faculty as an assistant professor in 1971. At that time, there was a training grant in the department that had supported a laboratory that Bob Joint had run, but when he became busier and busier as chair, he said, "Well, Griggs, why don't you take over the lab and the technicians?" And so I had two full-time technicians paid for by a training grant, and looked around and found that no one was doing muscle biopsies, and no one was processing muscle biopsies in the modern histochemical way. And so I did. And so I had Barbara Herr working with me at that time, and we started going through all the cases that were being followed in the muscle clinic that had never been diagnosed. And we had a field day. We found cases of new diseases that had never been described before. Working with David Van Dyke, we found a case of carnitine deficiency, and we studied mitochondrial diseases. And this was really the start of my publication career in Rochester, and turned out to be very productive and important. We started doing muscle biopsies, not just for Rochester, but for Buffalo and the entire upstate area. This has enabled us to develop a neuromuscular disease division in the department. And I still remember Bob Joint telling me, why don't you start a neuromuscular conference, which we did, and this was a really good thing. We had a weekly conference, and the residents loved it, and we began to recruit other faculty, and Dick Moxley arrived from Boston, and Gary Myers got interested in pediatric neuromuscular disease, and then David Van Dyke got interested in neuromuscular disease, and then some of the medical residents got interested in neuromuscular disease, and so we developed quite a clinical and academic program. And this was fun, and it really stretched throughout the state because nobody else was doing it, including most of the Northeast. And so we began to get referrals from all over the Northeast and even from abroad for neuromuscular disease. Having stayed in the department while Bob Joint became dean, I ended up being asked to be chair of neurology in 1986. And I hadn't particularly wanted to be chair, but I still remember Ira saying, "Well, Griggs, why don't you do it?" And everybody else seemed to think that was a good idea, so I decided to. And I remember asking Bob Joint for a package, and Bob gave me about one-tenth of what I was absolutely certain I needed to develop the department. But instead of that limiting me, I found that Bob would give me absolutely everything I asked for over the subsequent years. And so I had such a wonderful time as chair, and it was all because of my friends and the faculty I had. The number of outstanding people that ran wonderful programs in the department just made my life fun. And then, of course, there was a residence, and then in 1990, we developed our experimental therapeutics training program, and that has been truly a joy to watch the people in that program develop. Carl Kiebert, Charles Thornton, and a host of people who are on the faculty now here and elsewhere, and also in other countries. So it's been a wonderful time, and I've really enjoyed it, and I'm still enjoying working in the department under Bob Holloway.